heartthrob. Rodolfo, Pietro, Filiberto, Raffaello, Guglielmi. Stage name, Rudolph Valentino. If you remember him at all, it's probably as the Sheik, head wrapped and in embrace with the swooning Agnes Ayres. Valentino was the Italian-born star who was idolized as the great lover of the 1920s. Like all great lovers, he started out as a dishwasher and became bedtime legend when cast in his first role in The Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. He died at age 31, causing worldwide hysteria, suicides and riots accompanying his lying in state, a viewing crowd queued for 11 blocks. And to this day, on the anniversary of his death, a mysterious woman in black appears at his tomb. Valentino is what we call a heartthrob. A gooey little organ, the heart. How it got to be the organ of romantic choice, no one is quite sure. Particularly with so many other solid choices. Spleen, liver, pituitary. And that cookie cutter shape with the two perfect sides? Please, who came up with that? Some Jim Dine throwback? Could have been Vesalius, the surgery professor at the University of Padua. In the mid-16th century, he got into dissecting cadavers and told us all about it in On the Structure of the Human Body. Legend has it he suffered premature job failure after dissecting a nobleman's heart that was still beating. Vesalius' timing coincides with the first Valentine pictorials featuring the winged heart. Winged heart, pulsating heart, could be the same. But Vesalius didn't know that the heart was the traffic cop of the body. It was 100 years later when a Brit finally put it all together and announced that the heart actually controls circulation, that blood flows away from the heart in arteries and back to the heart through veins. Probably one of the most significant medical discoveries of the millennium, but having nothing to do with the heart as a lovemaking icon. My search goes on. Monsieur St. Valentine's had nothing to do with the heart or the day. Two martyrs that lived in the 3rd century and got mixed up with a bunch of religious hoo-ha. Now, the history books aren't even sure if there was one saint or two, but we do know that hearts and cupids were not their thing, or his thing, or whatever. Which brings me to a good friend of mine with renewed respect for the biologic side of this organ kingpin. A barely 40-year-old poster guy for good nutrition and daily exercise found himself under the knife in a life-saving operation just 48 hours after continuous top-to-bottoms on his favorite ski mountains. Talk about achy breaky. How can this tough cop organ that yays and nays life be the same softy that pillows are based on and preschoolers adorn with doilies and glitter? Where did all this get started? Maybe with the rest of life's vast unexplained, with just a feeling. Maybe when we were 10 and sitting in our first spin the bottle circle and the bottle ever so slowly came to its final resting point in the corner of our poodle skirt. We looked up slowly to see Bobby Newhouse close his eyes and point his prepubescent lips forward. Our collective 10-year-old hearts raced. But that was then. If you get that racing feeling today, disregard romantic notions. Take a bear, hop in the flatbed, and head for the ER. Happy Valentine's Day.